I'm talking with Gordon Smale about the Accounts Commission report about councillors and officers. Now, part of that you focus on statutory officers. Can you just explain the role of statutory officers, Gordon, just in general, and then maybe a bit about the specifics?
All kinds of statutory officers, as the name suggests, these are people that have got particular legal responsibilities that they have to observe alongside their day-to-day responsibilities and their role as council officers. The main point of the legislation is to envisage situations where these people can step in and use their legal powers to advise the council or direct in a particular way. A report highlights the four main ones. There's the chief executive, who's statutory officer, who's the head of paid service, responsibilities for particularly for staffing in the council. The monitoring officer, who has got specific responsibilities around the legal process, for perhaps looking at situations where they may step in to advise the council if they're going down the road that might not be proper legally. The chief social work officer has an important role in relation to looking after people's care needs and the like, and protecting vulnerable people in communities. And last and not least, the council's proper officer of finance, known by a number of things, but also the Section 95 officer. And clearly in the current context where finances are challenging financial positions for councils, they've got a key role in making sure that councils' overall finances are going in the right direction.
And what would a statutory officer be doing if they were performing well in their post?
It's about, the key issue about a report here is about roles and responsibilities, and I think a statutory officer who's doing his or her role properly is able to be clear about what that role involves, and in particular to be able to separate the statutory responsibilities from their day-to-day work. In other words, realise when it's important to adopt what the legislation requires of them, or stand clear from their day-to-day work and really perform that statutory role.
And what did you find in your audit work in this area?
What we were looking at particularly as part of this report was the extent to which these roles and responsibilities are well understood in councils, and in particular, given the key role of elected members, their understanding of the roles. And what we found, I think overall it's fair to say, and our report says that the position's kind of patchy. Elected members were more aware, for example, of the Chief Financial Officer role, the Section 95 Officer role for finance, but perhaps less so about the Monitoring Officer and the Head of Paid Service. So it's that patchy kind of picture, and it's about having clear structures so that these people are aware of the various roles they perform.
And are there risks from this current situation that you describe there?
There are a number of risks that can emerge. Clearly, the legislation with these statutory officers envisages a situation where they provide a check and balance in the system. So in terms of governance, the overall way that the councils run, they've got key roles to perform, and the risk is that if the roles are not performed or well understood, that the council could go down a road that's maybe not in the best interests, or perhaps brings them into a situation where they're not fully complying with the legislation.
So what do councils need to do to address this?
What needs to happen really on a couple of levels? Firstly, as I said, there's a key issue around awareness and understanding of the roles. And certainly when we spoke to elected members, we think this is really something that needs to be sort of brought out more, sort of when elected members have training about roles and responsibilities and how people work together, that there's a fuller and more immediate understanding of what the statutory officer roles are. So that's one thing at an elected member level. Within the hierarchy of the council and the council's structures, it's really about allowing statutory officers the right kind of access to the right meetings at the right time, and also allowing them to have influence in the areas that they've got statutory responsibility for, whether it's legal or financial issues.
Gordon, thanks very much.